ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Yishaya Fine. Maseches Bechoris is dedicated by Ricky and Kalman Groner, Le'ilo Nishmas Yehuda Aryeh Leib ben Yechiel Michel.
Bechoris Daf Tezayin. The Mishnah mentions a halacha that psule hamukdashim that kidim hekdeshim as mumam, the safe of the Mishnah that has a kedusha saguf bein lefnei pidyoinam, bein la'achar pidyoinam oisim tmura. If you make a tmura of a psule amukdashin of a balmum, as long as there's a kedusha saguf, you are makdish, and then it became a balmum. So both before the pidyon, before your paidit, and after your paidit, it can make a tmura. And the Gemara is mevar over here on Daf Tezayin, Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, that the tmura la'achar pidyonam mesa. Before the pidyon, the tmura from the psule amukdashin before the pidyon has a regular din akrava, but the psule amukdashin la'achar pidyonim that make a tmura, the tmura goes lamisa, and the Gemara is mevar because it comes from a kedusha d'chuya, therefore you can't be makrivit, and it's le'olam lamitvas pidyonim, therefore you cannot be paidit. The Mikdash David in his Kuntris on Yoni Kodshim says that psule amukdashim la'achar pidyonim don't have any akrav at all. You can't be makriv it itself agabi hamizbech, and I was already paidit. So the damim are going al gabe hamizbeach, but the animal itself, the psule hamukdashim themselves, after the pidyon have no hechatimsa, not it itself to go al gabe hamizbeach, and not the damim to go al gabe hamizbeach. So it would seem from here, says the Mikdash David, that the fact that there's a kedushas haguf itself, without having a krav al gabe hamizbeach, could make a temura. And l'chayr, this would be a giloy on psule hamukdashim lefei pidyonim as well, that the din temura has nothing to do with the fact that it goes agabe hamizbeach. As long as there is a kedusha saguf, it could be oisa tamura. However, the shita mikubetzas, the Mikdash David points out on Daf Yudalit, seems not like that. The shita mikubetzas on Daf Yudalit Amud Beis goes on the Gemara there that brings down a pasuk to be memayit that by kidim mumon lakdesham, when there's only a kedushas damim because there was a mum bishas the hekdish. So the Gemara says, why doesn't it make a tmura? And the Gemara quotes a miyat. Says the Shita Mekubetzas, why does it need a miyat? What would you have thought? How could it have made a tmura when there's only a kedushas damim? Zakta Shita Mekubetzas, you would have thought, since you're poidit and you put the damim al gabe hamizbeach, you would have thought that's a reason that's sufficient to make a tmura. And the Shita Mekubetzas says, just like psulei amukdashim, by kidim hekdesham lemuma, where it has a kedushas aguf, the reason why I can make a tmura is because the damim go al gabe hamizbeach zok teshita mekubetzas. The same havamina would have applied by kidem mumon lakdeshim by kedushas damim, and that's why it needs a pasuk that kidem mumon lakdeshim does not make a tmura. Zok the Mikdash David. It would seem from the shita mekubetzas that you actually do need a din akrava al gabe mizbeach to make a tmura. The shita mekubetzas and Daf Yudalit Amud Beis says, the reason why by kidim hekdeshim lemuman you could have a tamura, the reason why it can be oisa tamura, is because the damim are going agabe hamizbeach. It's not sufficient as just a kedusha saguf, it has to go agabe mizbeach. By a psule hamukdashim that don't go agabe hamizbeach, it's nifsal me agabe hamizbeach, it still can make a tamura because the damim, you'll be paid to the damim, and the damim will go agabe hamizbeach. However, frekt the Mikdash David, that's nista from the halacha that's quoted in our Gemara. It's quoting from the Mishnah that psulei hamukdashim make a tmura bein lefnei pidyonim bein la'achar pidyonim. Lefnei pidyonim you can explain like the shita mekubetzas because it goes agabe hamizbeach. The reason why it could make a tmura could be that the damim itself will go agabe hamizbeach. However, psulei hamukdashim la'achar pidyonim, you already were paidit. The behema itself has a kedusha saguf. It's also begizav avoida, but there is no yecholas to go al gabe hamizbeach. So according to the shita mekubetzas, how will we explain that psulei hamukdashim la'achar pidyonam can make a tmura? Zok the Mikdash David, you have to say, according to the shita mekubetzas, that psulei hamukdashim la'achar pidyonam, that our Gemara quotes that goes lamisa, you make a tamura to go lamisa, that's a different type of asiyas tamura. A regular tamura, which has a din hakrava, that you're makriv the tamura on the mizbeach, that's only shayach by a kedusha from a carbon that goes on the mizbeach. the kedusha of a tmura of our sugya, the kedusha of a tmura that goes lemisa, says the Mikdash David, is a different type of tmura. It's a different din of tmura, and it has a different level of kedusha that it requires in order to make that tmura. The tmura which goes lemisa, it's sufficient to have a kedusha saguf without a din akrava al gabe hamizbeach. However, to create a tmura which has akrava al gabe hamizbeach, that must come from a carbon, from a kedusha that had a din akrava al gabe hamizbeach. Psulei mukdashim lefnei pidyonam. Since you're makriv the damim al gabe hamizbeach, that could make a tmura which goes al gabe hamizbeach. However, psulei mukdashim la'achar pidyonam. True, it makes a tmura, but it makes a tmura which goes lemisa, and for that, a kedusha saguf without a din akrav al gabe hamizbeach is sufficient. So it comes out, the Mishnah says that psulei hamukdashim bein lefnei pidyonam bein la'achar pidyonam is oisa tmura. So according to the Shita Mekubetzes, it's two different types of tmura. Lefnei pidyonam is a tmura with a din akrav al gabe hamizbeach, and the tmura la'achar pidyonam is a tmura which goes lemisa. And according to Mikdash David's mahalach, that's more of the Pashta mahalach, that he would have said lulei divrei Shita Mekubetzes, bein lefnei pidyonam, bein la'achar pidyonam, it makes a tmura, because the kedusha saguf itself is sufficient to have a tmura. Lefnei pidyonam, after you make the tmura, it goes has a din akrava, and la'achar pidyonam, it goes lemisa. It's not two separate dinim of tmura, it's just two different levels of the same din of tmura. The Shita Mekubetzes is megala, a big chiddush, a big yisoid, that it's a whole different oifen. It's a whole different oifen of tmura, and to have a tmura which has a din akrava al gabe hamizbeach, that requires that the kodshim that is coming from has a din akrava al gabe hamizbeach, and by psulei hamukdashim, even though the carbon itself does not have a din akrava al gabe hamizbeach, since your makriv the damim al gabe hamizbeach, that's sufficient that it should be considered a kedusha which has a din hakrava al gabe hamizbeach. And Tosfos asks an important kasha on the din of tmurasam la'achar pidyon. The Mishnah had said, and the Gemara is mevar, that a tmura la'achar pidyonam is mesa. A carbon has a tmura even after the pidyon, and it goes lemisa. Frek Tosfos, why is tmura different than vlad? Tmura, even though the psulei hamukdashim already had a pidyon, it still has a kedusha to make a tmura. And legabe vlad, we saw in the previous daf, on daf tezvav amud beis, that a vlad of a psulei hamukdashim la'achar pidyonam, if the ibur and the leida was after the pidyon, the vlad is mutter. Frek Tosfos, mayishna, the tmuras psulei hamukdashim la'achar pidyonam that makes a tmura, and vlad psulei hamukdashim that doesn't make a kedusha on the vlad. Now, really, you just have to be ma'oyer on Tosfos' kasha that the Gemara later on the Amud on Daf Tezayin quotes a pasuk that there's a tmura of psulei hamukdashim la'achar pidyonam. The Gemara quotes it from the pasuk of Mali Geira Tamehu. But l'chayra, the achreinim amavar, the Tosfos' kasha is true, there's a pasuk, but the pasuk doesn't say specifically tmura. How do we know to darshan the pasuk of Mali Geira Tamehu that psulei mukdashim la'achar pidyonam make a tmura over vlad psulei mukdashim la'achar pidyonam, which is mutter? What's the difference? There's a pasuk of Mali Geira Tamehu that la'achar the pidyon, it has a kedusha for something. But why do we establish that pasuk that it's talking about a tmura over vlad psulei mukdashim, which does not have a kedusha at all? Now, Tosfos answers a tirus which needs a little bit of a beer. Tosfos says that vlodis ein bem kedusha ela mikoyach iman. The kedusha is mikoyach the mother. Vikivan shenifdis pakak kedusha salagamri. Ketzvi vikayol. Va'afagav diika iser giza va'avoida. Ein koyach le iser muot kazesh shayachol al kedusha ala vlodis. This iser of giza va'avoida that psulei hamukdashim has after the pidyon cannot be chal on the vlad, it says Tosfos, avol tmuras kedusha bohi v'kivon de goli krosha chola al balas mum kavua chola hu adin la'achar pidyonam. The tmura of a kedusha is in it, it's not from its mother. So the words of Tosfos are that a vlad psulei mukdashim, where the vlad gets the kedusha from the mother over there, the kedusha of the iser of giza avoid is insufficient to create a kedusha in the vlad, but the iser of tmura bahi, by vlad it comes from the mother, and by tmura bahi it's in it. So that's the words of Taisvus. Reb Chaim is mevar Taisvus. He explains it as follows. He explains it that really be a soide, this kedusha of the iser giza avoida. Mitzad echad, it has a kedusha. The Torah says that is aser begizav avoida tizbach v'lo isagus, like we learned on the previous daft. There's a kedusha even after the pidyon. But mitzad hasheni, the Torah says kitzvi v'kayo. The Torah gave a chalois of heter, which is a hafka, that even though it has a kedusha, but whatever the Torah didn't aser, everything besides for the iser of gizav avoida, the Torah created a heter of being like a tzvi and an ayol. Zokter b'chayim, therefore, the vlad of psulei hamukdashim, which the kedusha on the vlad is a continuation of the kedusha of the mother, since it's not included in the iser of gizav avoida, the hafka, the miut of ketzvi v'ayol, takes the kedusha off, and that kedusha does not continue on to the vlad. Since the kedusha of vlodis of kachim is a continuation of the kedusha of the mother, psulei hamukdashim la'achar pidyonim, the Torah was memayit. It's like a tzvi and an ayol that the kedusha cannot continue. Masha'en kein tmura zokter b'chayim, it never is a continuation of the original kedusha of the original animal. It's a new kedusha that you're putting onto the tmura when you make it a tmura of a kachim. Psulei hamukdashim la'achar pidyonim. True, that kedusha can't continue, but it's a kedusha. So therefore, when I create the kedusha on the tmura, I say this is the tmura of the psulei hamukdashim. It's sufficient, the fact that the original carbon, the original psulei hamukdashim, have an iser giza v'avoida, to be considered when I'm making the tmura, when I'm saying zu tmura zu, when I'm saying that this should be the tmura of the psulei hamukdashim, that iser of giza v'avoida is sufficient to make a tmura. So Reb Chaim is saying 2 points. He's saying, first of all, the tzvi and ayol, the hekesh, the comparison the term makes it to tzvi and ayol, is a hafka. It's a chalois of heter, which the kedusha over here cannot continue. And second point, that legabi the vlad is a continuation of the kedusha. Legabe tmura, it's not a continuation of the tmura. So therefore, legabe tmura, it's sufficient that there was an iser of a giza and avoida in the original animal to make a tmura, to create a new kedusha of tmura. But by psulei mukdashim, which is only going to work if it's a continuation, and psulei mukdashim la'achar pidyonim, it cannot continue because the Torah created a chalois heter of a tzvi and ayol, that this kedusha cannot continue anything past the iser giza and avoida. The Stipler, the Kilas Yaakov, has a similar mahalach in Taisvis with a different twist. The Kilas Yaakov is mevar in Taisvis. B'yasoida, he explains like Reb Chaim, that a vlad kodshim is mamshich the kedusha. It's a hemshech, a continuation of the kedusha. And by tmuras kodshim, it's a new chalois hektish that you're making on the tmur. That's the Yasoid HaDavar, which in that sense, he goes similar to Reb Chaim. But the way the Kilas Yaakov explains Taisvis is as follows. He says that Vlodis Kodshim, which is a continuation of the Kedusha of the mother, he says this Kedusha can't continue. It's a weak Kedusha. It's a Kedusha that already had a pidyon, and it's also begiz of avoida. There is a kedusha which is left over, but it's a weak kedusha. He says, you see in the Gemara says legabe the tmuras on mesa, and the Gemara says, why can't you be paidus le'olam lemitvas pidyonu? We see a weak kedusha cannot be continued on with pidyon. It's not olam. It's not strong enough to be taifis the pidyon for the kedusha to be transferred onto the pidyon. Likewise, says the Kilas Yaakov, the kedusha of psulei hamukdashim la'achar pidyonam, the kedusha that the mother has that makes it usur in giza v'avoid is a weak kedusha that cannot continue on to the vlad. It's lo'olim, it's not olim enough, it's not strong enough to continue on to the vlad. A tmura is a new chalois. You're making a chalois tamura. Maybe it's based upon, you say it's a tamura of the psulei hamukdashim. It's based upon the psulei hamukdashim, but you're creating a new chalois of tamura. A new chalois of tamura you could create, but to be mamshich the kedusha, to continue on the kedusha from the mother onto the vlad, legabe that, it's loy olam lemitvas pidyoyne. That's why even though vladis psulei mukdashim la'acha pidyanim don't have Kedusha, but the Tmura of Psulei HaMukdashim do have a Kedusha. Now Tosfos points out another difference between Vlodeis Psulei HaMukdashim and a Tmura of Psulei HaMukdashim. In the Sugya before, on Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, the Gemara quoted a Machloikes, Vlodis of Psulei Mukdashim Lefnei Pidyoinam. If it was Nisaber Venoilad Lefnei Pidyoinam, what do you do with the Vlad? And the Gemara says, Ikal Manda Omar Kadshi Li Kariv, and Ikal Manda Omar Kadshi Li Ria. There was a machloikes, what you do with the Vlad of the Psulei HaMukdashim, which has a Kedusha, it was Noilad before the Pidyon, and it for sure has a Kedusha da Iraisa. But the Gemara has a machlokes if it's kodesh likariv, are you makriv ragabe hamizbeach, the vlad does not have a mum, or do you say that no, it's kodesh l'ria, you roya adshe yistav, and then you're paid the vlad with a mum. Zok Tosfos, that's by a vlad of psulei mukdashim lefnei pidyoinam. However, a tmura of a psulei hamukdashim lefnei pidyoinam, zok Tosfos, that's kodesh likariv lekuli alma. The kedusha it have is to have hakrava. So there's a difference, besides for what we're speaking about till now, the chiluk that vlad psulei mukdashim la'achar pidyoinam does not have a kedusha, and tamura la'achar pidyoinam has a kedusha. Zok Tosfos, there's another nafkamina that a vlad psulei mukdashim lefnei pidyoinam is a machloikas if it's kodesh l'ria or if it's kodesh likariv, and Tmura of Psulei Mukdashim Lefnei Pidyoinam Lekuli Alma It's Kodesh Likariv. Now the Kilis Yaakov, the Stipler, is Mevar the Chiluk Al Pidarkoi. He says that Vlodes of Psulei Mukdashim is a Hemshech of the Kedusha. It takes over, continues on that Kedusha on the Vlad. Since it's a continuation of the Kedusha, there's a man da Amar that you can't be Makrovit. It's Kodesh Feraya. You have to be Roya in a field Ad Sheyistov till there's a mum. Why? Because it's a continuation of the Kedusha. Since the mother has a Kedusha, which has a din, that it's pasuli kariv, the continuation of that Kedusha, even though the Vlad, which continues the Kedusha, does not have the mum, but it has a dechia, it's dachui from Akrava. Since it's a continuation of the Kedusha of the mother, and the mother was dachui from Akrava, the Vlad is likewise dachui from the Akrava. Masha'enkein a tmura of psulei mukadashim, Lifnei Pidyoinam, since it has the full Kedusha, it's not Mikoyach, it's a full Kedusha, and therefore the Tamura has a Kedusha as well. And there's no, it's no Dechiachal in this Kedusha, because the Chalois Kedusha of the Tamura is a new Chalois in the Tamura. It's not a continuation, it's not an extension from the original animal, and therefore the Tamura Lukuli Alma could have Hakrava. The Shita Mekubetzas in Ois Dalid says, to answer Taisa's Kasha, what's the difference between a Tamura La'achar Pidyon, that it makes a Tamura, and a Vlad La'achar Pidyon, that the Vlad doesn't have any Kedusha. Zok the Shita Mekubetzas, that Legabe Tamura Kivan the Chalal of Tamura La'achar Pidyon, Chalal of Kedusha Dechuyu Mesa. It's Chal, and it's Chal of Kedusha, which is Dechuyu, and that's why it's Mesa. However, Vlad Shenoilad La'achar Pidyon Havechulin Gemurim Shaloi Matzinu Shum Kedusha Shechala Olav. It doesn't have any Kedusha that's Chal on it. Now it's Tzarechi, and what's the beer Divrei Ashita Mekubetzas? The Kasha itself was that why is Kedusha not Chal on the Vlad Psulei Mukdashim La'achar Pidyonam? So how is he being Mechalik that by Tmura there is a Kedusha, and by Vlad there's no Kedusha? The question was, there should be a Kedusha. So the Briskerov in the Stenzloch, he's Meva'er, the Kavon of the Shita Mekubetzas. He says that the Yesoid HaDavar is that this Kedusha of having just an Isser Giza and Avoida, without having any din hakrava was a chiddush that was neschadish by psulei hamukdashim la'achar pidyoinam. Psulei hamukdashim la'achar pidyoinam, where the Torah says really it's a tzvi and an ayol, it has a heter of a tzvi and an ayol. Marinish, the Torah gave an iser of giza and avoida. It's a shirayim, zok the briskerov. This kedusha, which originally was a kedusha gemura, originally was a carbon, was a hektish gemur, and then you were poid the kedusha, so it remains an iser giza of avoida despite the fact that it already had a pidyon. However, the kedusha can't be chal such a kedusha. You can't create such a kedusha on this level to just have an giza of an avoida. So therefore, even though Vlada's Kodshim is a continuation of the Kedusha from the mother, Zok the Briskerov, but it has to be Chal now on the Vlad. Till now the Vlad wasn't Kaddish, and you're creating that Kedusha from the mother onto the Vlad. The Kedusha of Isser Gizav Avoy Del Achar Pidyanim can't be created on a new Chayfetz. It can't be created in a new Chalois only in the Shirayim, which was originally a Kedusha Koidim, the Pidyon, that Kedusha can remain with an Issa Gizav Avoida L'Achar the Pidyon. But on the Vlad, where we have to create the same Kedusha on a new Chayfetz, we have to make that Kedusha Bichal Mechadosh, Zok the Briskerov, Loi Matsinu, that's what the Shita meant, Loi Matsinu Shom Kedusha Chalala. This type of Kedusha is a new concept, it's a new idea, and it only exists as a Shirayim, and it doesn't exist to create the Kedusha on the Vlad. So why is Temura different? Because Temura is not the Kedusha of just the Isser Giza and Avoida. You're creating a Kedusha of a Temura. That if it were not for the fact that it comes from a Kedusha Dechuya, you would have been able to even be Makriv the Temura. Because you're not creating in the Temura that Kedusha, that Isser Giza and Avoida. What you're creating in the Temura is a Chalois of Temura. What you're creating in the Temura is a new Kedusha of Temura. That Kedusha could be Chal, even though it's a Kedusha Dechuya. Therefore, you can make a Temura from Psulei HaMukdashim, because the Kedusha you're making is not the Kedusha of just an Isser Giza and Avoida. You're making a Kedusha as Temura. However, Legabe the Vlad, where you're trying to be Mamshech, the Kedusha from the mother, you're trying to create just an Isser of Giza and Avoida, Zok the Briskerov, we never found that you can create an Isser of Giza and Avoida by itself, unless it's a Shirayim, unless it originally had a higher Kedusha, unless it originally had a complete Kedusha, and now La'acha the Pidyon, it will remain with the Isser, Giza, and Avoida. Now the Briskerov quotes a conversation that his brother Reb Moshe had with the father of Chaim. Reb Moshe Soloveitchik asked Reb Chaim, according to Reb Yehuda that says in Kedushin, in the second parak of Kedushin, that hektish b'meizid mischalal. If a person has me'ilah and hektish b'meizid, the Kedusha is mischalal. So he wanted to know, if the hektish is mischalal, would it go biyotza l'chulin? The Kedusha is mischalal. Is it mischalal l'gamri? Is it entirely chulin that now you can even do gizan avoida? Or do we say that it has a din of psulei hamukdashim, just like psulei hamukdashim, you're paid it, and it has the iser of giza and avoida, maybe hektish, which is bemezid mischalal, will not be mutter legamri, maybe it will be yotzel achulin, but will still have the iser of giza and avoida. So originally Reb Chaim answered him and says, no, it won't have the iser, giza and avoida, but it seems Reb Chaim changed his mind, and he says that psulei, just like psulei mukdashim have an iser and giza and avoida, so too other chilulim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that hektish b'meizid mischalal, the kedusha will go off, but there will be an iser of giza and avoida. The Briskerov explains the lamdus. The Briskerov explains the idea of Reb Chaim that he changed his mind. And he said that even hektish b'meizid mischala will have the iser giza and avoida. That the din, that psulei hamukdashim have an iser of giza and avoida after the pidyon, because that level of kedusha never leaves. When you have a behema which is a carbon, a behema which has a kedusha of carbon, you could be paid to the ikr kedusha. But there's a shirayim, there's a certain amount of kedusha that never leaves. The level of Isser Giza and Avoida, the Kedusha which creates an Isser of Giza and Avoida, that level of Kedusha is not shayach a pidyon on it, and it's not shayach for the kedusha to completely go off. However you'll take off the kedusha, whether it's with pidyon or whether it's with a me'ila, which b'meizid the behemoth meschalel, the kedusha of the issa gizah and avodah, that will never go off. Says the Brisker Rav, that illustrates his point. He says that this level of the issa gizah and avodah is a level of kedusha that remains after the kedusha leaves. You can't create such a kedusha. You can't create a kedusha which is only aser and gizah and avodah, and that's why the vlad of Psulei Mukdashim L'Achar Pidyonim is in Gantzen Chulin. Only in the mother, which originally was a carbon, and you were paid to the Kedusha, or a behemoth which is a carbon, and then it was Yatza L'Chulin, with a Me'ila B'mezid, that will, after the Yitzia L'Chulin, will have an Isser of Giza and Avoida. But the Vlad, where you're trying to create a new Kedusha on the Vlad, you're trying to create a Kedusha Mechadash that wasn't here yet, the Isser Giz of Avod itself cannot be Chal. We didn't find anywhere this concept of this Kedusha, this level of Kedusha, of an Isser Giz and Avod being Chal on the Chafetz. It's only Tamura, where you're making a Kedusha's Tamura, that Kedusha can be Chal from the Isser of Psulei Mukdashim L'Achar Pidyonim, but the Vlad Psulei Mukdashim will not have the Isser of Giza V'Avodah. To summarize the different mahalchim that we mentioned in the chilek of Vlades Kachim and Tmuras Kachim, so we spoke out that the halacha is the Tmuras Psulei Mukdashim L'Achar Pidyonim, it's Mavur, and our sugyat has a Kedusha. And Vlades Psulei Mukdashim L'Achar Pidyonim, the Gemara says in Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis, does not have a Kedusha. And to be Mavar the chilek, we explain three Lomdesin, three different svaras from the Achrayinim to explain this chilek. Reb Chaim and the Stipler both explained, based upon a chilek of Taisfis, that Vlades is a continuation of the Kedusha and Tmura is a Nuchalais Kedusha. And Reb Chaim says that Vlades, which is a continuation of the Kedusha, so it was Chal in this Kedusha, a Din and a Heter, a Hafka, of Tzvi and Ayol, and therefore this Kedusha cannot continue on to the Vlad, because it's a din of Tzvi v'Ayol, a heter, a hafka on the Kedusha. The Stipler said a different twist in Taisvis, that since it's a continuation of the Kedusha, it's like olim, it's a svara that's not olim to be nimshach the Kedusha, similar to the svara of the Gemara, that a Kedusha dechuya, the Gemara says, l'doi olim l'mitvas pidyonai. The Brisker Rav says in the Shita Mekubetzas, that even though a Vlad Kodshim is a continuation of the Kedusha, but it's being Chal in a new Cheftza, and this type of Kedusha of Isser Giza and Avoida after Pidyon is only Shayach if it's a Shirayim. It's only Shayach if it was originally had a higher level Kedusha and you took off the Kedusha, so it remains the Kedusha of Isser Giza and Avoida. But, Zok de Briskrov, you can't create this Kedusha on a new Cheftza. You can't create this Kedusha of Issa Giza and Avoida by itself on the Vlad, which did not have the Kedusha till now. It cannot be created from Nu. All three Mahalchim have a Tzad HaShava that by Tmuras, Psulei Mukdashim, the Yesod HaDavar is, you're creating a Chalos of a Tmura. That's why it doesn't have the Hafka of Tzvi and Arayol. That's why it doesn't have the problem, according to the Stipler, of continuing on a weak Kedusha. And it doesn't have the problem of the Brisker Rav of creating an Issa Giza and Avoida because it's a Chalois of Tamura, it's a new Kedusha of Tamura that you're making on the Tamura, and therefore it's move on the Divrei HaGemara that Tamuras Psulei Mukdashim L'Achar Pidyonim have a Chalois of Kedusha. And the final point that we said in Taisvis, the Ramaschal Tamura, is that another Chilak between Tmura of Psulei Mukdashim and Vlades of Psulei Mukdashim Lefnei Pidyonim, that Vlades of Psulei Mukdashim Lefnei Pidyonim, we had a Machloikas Naftas Vav Amud Beis, if the Vlad is Roya Adshi Yistoiv, or if Yemakriv the Vlad, and by Tmuras Psulei Mukdashim Lefnei Pidyonim, Lekuli Alma has Akrova. There's one final point mentioned in Taisvis de Ramaschal Utmura in the Tap Taisvis, important in the Pshat of the Gemara. So the Gemara mentions the reason why you're not makriv the Tmura of Psulei Mukdashim L'Achar Pidyonim, and the Gemara says that you can't be makriv it because it became from a kedusha dechuya. Weiter in the Gemara brings quotes a pasuk of Mimale Hagera Tame, which is a drasha that you can't, that not to be makriv the tmura of psulei mukdashim. Why do you need both the svara and the pasuk in pshat? Why does the Gemara, in the beginning, the Gemara mentions the Svara, in the Divrei Reb Nachman, the Gemara mentions the Svara, and later on, the Gemara quotes a drasha of Ma'ale Hagera Tami. So Taisus has two mahalchim in Pshat. One mahalch is that the Svara says you can't be makriv. There wouldn't be a lav. Zok Taisus, mi Ma'ale Hagera Tami is being moisif a lav. Besides for the fact that you can't be makrivit, the Torah now is mechadish that there's a lav. That's the first Svara of Taisus. And Taisvah says another mahalach, Zak Taisvah, you need the pasuk and you need the svara. Zak Taisvah, without the pasuk, maybe I would have thought that there's no kedusha at all. You need the pasuk, Zak Taisvah, to mechadish to tamehu, that it's a kedusha, which is tameh. And it's not like a vlades of the psulim mukdashim la'achar pidyanim that don't have a kedusha at all. That's why you need the pasuk. But if not for the fact that I have the svara, why wasn't the pasuk itself enough? Zok Taisus, even though it says Tameh, maybe you have to be Yira Achi Stav. The Pasuk says it's Tameh. Maybe the Torah gave it a Tumah, and now you have to be Royet until you're Paidit. The Svara is Megala, that it's not Roy La Krava, and it's not Olam Lemitves Pidyana, and therefore it goes Lemisa. So they're Mashlam each other. The mitzvara, it wouldn't have been chal at all. You needed the pasuk to say that it's chal, and the svara is megala, that when the Torah says tuma, what it means is that it goes lemisa because it's not roi lahakrava, and it's not roi lepidyon. Moving along, the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud, continuing on to Amud Beis, mekabel tzayin barzel min oivei kechavim, the vladis are potter from bechor. The Gemara is mevar. The Gemara is Bavar, according to Rava, that we're talking about a case, he was Mekabel Unsa Vizula. He was Mekabel, if an Oynas happens, or if it goes down in price, he's going to reimburse the Goyish owner. And even so, he's Potter from Bechor. And the Gemara says, really, it's Bershus Yisrael. A Mekabel Sain Barzel is in the Rishus of the person that's Mekabel the Achrayas, and this is Negea for the Mishnah in Mesachtas in Parak Ezuneshach, that a Mekabel Tzayim Barzel is like a halva, and there's an Eser Ribis on Kabbalah Tzayim Barzel. The Gemara explains, according to Rava, the reason why it's Potter Min HaBechor is because it's Yad Oivei Koychovim Be'emtza. V'chol Yad Oivei Koychovim Be'emtza Ptura Min HaBechor. Rashi says since it's a Mashkin, and the fact that if he doesn't have money, the Goy will be Toifist of Vlad, gives it a reshus. He has a level, a certain ownership, a certain rights in this animal to collect it for his money, and that being, it's considered a behema, a shutfis with a goy, which is pater from bechayra. Now, Taisvis in the end of Taisvis de Ramaschel ein mekabim tzayim barzel, Taisvis quotes the Gemara in Psachim Davav. The Gemara there speaks about a behema of Arnuna. Arnuna is the melech made a gzeira that he collecting a percentage of the behemoths that are born. And the Gemara says, Arnuna, that's Yochol Esalkei Bezuzi, that the owner of the animals has a right to be mesalik, the government, from collecting the animal. Instead, they could give them Zuzi. The Gemara quotes, what's the halacha lagabe chiyuv b'char? These behemoths of Arnuna, which the government has a right to collect, and the owner can be mesalik them with zuzi. The Gemara quotes two lashonis from Rava. The first lashon of Rava, since the owner can be mesalik with zuzi, is called behema of Yisrael, and is chayiv in bechayir. The Gemara says ika damri, that those that say in the name of Rava that even though he can be mesalik and bezuzi, since if he doesn't have money, the government will collect, the goyim will collect the behema. This is Yarei V'Kacham Be'emtza, V'chol Yarei V'Kacham Be'emtza, is Peturim in HaBechayra. Fractaisvis Maishna, what's Pshat in the first Lashon, that a behem of Arnuna, Sheyochol Asalke Bezuzi, is Chayiv in Bechayra, and Lagabe our Sugya, Ein Mekabim Tzayim Barzel, that when you Mekabel Tzayim Barzel, from a Goy, it's Potter from Bechayra. Maishna, why over here is it Pashut, to Rava, that Yarei V'Kacham Be'emtza, is Potter in HaBechayra, and by Arnuna, according to the first Lashon of the Gemara,
if the owner can be mesalek and bezuzi, it's chayiv in bechayre. Taisus is mechalek. That in our sugya, when you're being mekabel at tzayin barzel from a goy, the animal, the behema, originally was owned fully by the goy, and now it's going over to your rishos in a way that he still could get it back. He can take it back if you don't pay him the money. Zok Taisvis, since originally the Iker Behema was from a goy, so the mashkin, the shibud that he has to collect the behema, if you don't pay him back money, is stronger. Mashenkin over there by Arnuna, that behema originally was owned by the yid, and the goy received the rights. It was neschadish that a goy has the rights to collect it if you don't pay back the money. Says Taisvis over there that that rights that he has to take a behemoth which was originally owned by the yid, and now he could take it for the money, that is not considered yaroi v'kachav b'emtza according to first lashon of Gemara. So again, we have over here different types of yaroi v'kachav b'emtza. We have a case of tzayin barzel, which is pasha to our Gemara, to our sugya, to Rava, and to the Mishnah, that since it's yaroi v'kachav b'emtza, since it originally was owned by the goy, and now the goy still retains his rights to possibly collect it as a mashkin, that is pata from b'chayr. And in a case where it was originally belonged to the yid, and then the goy received the rights to collect it for the chayv, and the yid could be mesalek and bezuzi, there this two lashonos, the first lashon of the Gemara, held that that's considered behemah of Yisrael. Taisvis in Bava Basra daf nun, Taisvis de Ramaschal Kosavar, Taisvis says a chiluk like this. Taisvis says that kinyan peiris, you could be mechalik if it's kekinyan aguf or if it's not kekinyan aguf. And Taisvis is mechalik that when the Bailam is Meshayer for himself a kinyan peiris, he sells it and he holds back for himself a kinyan in the peiris. Taisvis, since he was the original owner and now he has the kinyan peiris, that kinyan peiris will be kekinyan aguf. But when somebody makes a new kinyan peiris in a chayfetz, the kinyan peiris by itself will not be enough to give it a kinyan aguf. Taisvis is mechalik if he's the original owner holding back the kinyan payers, or if he's getting a new kinyan payers. When he's holding back the kinyan payers and he was the original owner, the kinyan payers is kinyan aguf. And if he makes a new kinyan payers, Taisvis says, you can be mechalik that over there it's a different level, and that kinyan payers is not kinyan aguf. Zok Taisvis, where do we find such a musig? Where do we find such a concept? Taisvis tells it to the din of Yarei v'kachav b'emtza. This is said that we have by Taisvis by us, that if the behema originally belongs to a goy, it's pasha to the Gemara, that as long as the goy has a yarei v'kichavim be'emtza, as long as he could be taifis it for the zuzi, as long as if he doesn't pay for it, the goy could be taifis the behema for the zuzi, that's considered a behema of a goy, and it's pater min ha-b'chayra. And by Arnuna, where it was not originally the behema of a goy, he just is getting a new zuchos, a new Zchus of Mashkin to be Taifis for Zuzi, according to the first Lashon of the Gemara Pesachim Davav, over there, it's not considered Yarevi Kachavim Be'emtza. So we see from our Sugya, it's not just a local observation over here, Legabi the Din of Yarevi Kachavim Be'emtza, it's a Klolius Dika Chiddish in what's considered a Kinyan Aguf. That when you have an original owner holding back, retaining for himself a Zchus, it's easier for that to be considered a Kinyan Aguf, as opposed to when he's making a new kinyan, a new zuchos, there it's more difficult to be considered a kinyan haguf. Now, moving along, there's a discussion in the Rishonim, and what's the exact case of the Mishnah of Mekabel Tzoyin Barzel? Rashi on the Mishnah, on the bottom of Amr Aleph, Rashi says, Mekabel Tzoyin Barzel, Shasham loy oivikuchavim behimoisa bidamim ktsuvim. They made a shuma with the exact amount that it's worth now, and that's the achrayus of the yid. And Rashi says, "V'losis le'oisin damim at eser shanim, bein meisu bein huzlu, v'oisin havlodis shiulam aroisis man yu beinayim." They'll split the children. So Rashi says, "There's 2 points of this upmach. There's 2 points of this agreement, of this deal that they're making. First of all, he has a kabbalas achrayus. The mekabel tzoyin barzel is responsible for unsa v'zula. And second of all, they're going to split the vlodis." The Rambam in Hilchas Bechoris, Perek Dalet, Alach Adalet, the Rambam doesn't mention the fact that they're splitting the Vlodis, and the Lacha Mishnah is Medayik, that the Rambam is Choylik on Rashi, and the Lacha Mishnah says the Rambam holds that even if
the vla, even if the the Akum doesn't have a chelik in the Vladis, even if there was no deal that they're going to split the Vladis, still you're Patim and Abachayr because it's considered Yad Ovik Chum Be'emtza. It's Mashma from the Lacha Mishnah that it's a Machloikis in Din. It's not just a Machloikis, what's the case? What's the standard case of Mikabel Tzayim Barzel? The Lacha Mishnah understood that according to Rashi, it's only because he has a chelik in the Vladis. It's only because the Goy, besides for the fact that he could be Toifis the Behema for his Mois, he has a Schus to get the Vladis. That's why it's considered Yarev Chamemtz. And according to the Rambam, the fact that he could be Toifis for the money, that itself gives him the right to be considered Yarev Chamemtz and to become Pater Min HaBechayrus. The Marit Al-Ghazi, he quotes this Lacha Mishnah, and he argues as follows. He says that, let's think, according to Rashi, they're splitting the Vladis. He says, which Vladis are we talking about? Zakt Marit Al-Ghazi, that the Vladis that go to the Goy, he says, are Pashat. That's not Yarev Yikacham Bemtza. Those are Vladis that the Goy has a schus to get the Vladis. Those are Pater from an Abachayra without Yarev Yikacham Bemtza. And he says, even if not only the ones that actually in the end go to the Goy, let's say there are a bunch of behemoths that weren't split yet. Says the Marit Al-Ghazi, those behemoths also, since the Goy has a right to take from among these behemoths half of the behemoths, half of the Vladis go to the Goy, they're all Patim and Abachayra. Not because of the fact that he could be Teifis them as a Mashkin, but because he has a right in the Gufa Behema. The Ovi Kechavim has a Shutfis in these behemoths to take half of the Vladis. Zakt Marit Al-Ghazi, even when Rashi tells us that the Goy has a Chelik in those Vladis, that's just the standard case. But that's not the reason why you're Pater, because we're not talking about the behemoths which the Goy has a right to take. Those behemoths are Pater without the din of Yad Oyve Kechavim Bemsa. Zakt Marit Al-Ghazi, what we're talking about in this Sugya Lefi Rashi are the behemoths after they were split, the behemoths of the Yid. Those behemoths are not going to the Goy. And his only ability, his only sheiches to have to those animals is he could be teifis them as a mashkin for his money. Zakt Marit Al-Ghazi, so therefore, there's no machlekes, Rashi and the Rambam. Because even according to Rashi, it's not the zchus that the Akum has in half the Vladis, which is considered a behem of an Akum. It's only the zchus mashkin which makes it be considered a behema shall akum. We're talking about here, says the Marit Al-Ghazi, according to Shita of Rashi, the behemoths that were magia l'chelke shall Yisrael. They split the behemoths. The Goy took his half, the Yid took his half, and the behemoths that the Yid took are still going to be pater from Bechayra because the Goy has a schus to take them as a mashkin. Zakt Marit Al-Ghazi, so according to Rashi, he would agree to the din of the Rambam that in a case of a Tzayin Barzel, where the Goy doesn't have a right at all to get the Vladis, Lamaisa the Wipater Menabchayra. Anyways, and says the Marit Al-Ghazi, there was no Machloikas, Rashi, and the Rambam Ladina. It's only a Machloikas Pshat in the Mishnah. What's the standard case of Tzayin Barzel? But Rashi will agree to the Rambam that without the Zchus Vladis, there also is a Ptur Menabchayra. Now, it's not clear what's the Sheet of the Lacha Mishnah. It seems to be our Gemara, Yarevi Kechavim Be'emtza, seems to be saying that it's because of the Zchus Tfisa, it's because of the fact that he can be Teifisa for his money. The Lecha Mishnah seems to be learning in the Rashi that it's Bedavka, the fact that they're splitting the Vladis, and the Zchus Tfisa itself is not enough, you also need the Zchus of the Vladis, which would be a major Chiddush in Pshat and the Sugya, according to the Lecha Mishnah, that Mekabel Tzayim Barzel, it's a tzirif of 2 points. First of all, that he has a right to get the Vladis, and second of all, because he could be Teifis the Behema for his mice. And the Marit Al-Ghazi argues, and he says, if he would have his chus to get the Vladis, that itself would pater, not because he could be teifis for his money, but because he has a shutfis in the behemoth itself. So the Marit Al-Ghazi argues, and he says that no, we're talking about now with sugya. They already split the behemoths according to Rashi, and the behemoths that were magia to the chelik of the Yisrael, there the goy still has a yarev kham be'emtza, because he could be teifis them for his money. Now this last point we mentioned from the Marit Al-Ghazi, that if he would have a zchus in the Vladis, you wouldn't need the din of Yarevi Kechavim Be'emtza. That wouldn't be the chiddush of our sugya. That wouldn't be the chiddush of Rava, of Yarevi Kechavim Be'emtza. Really illustrates the ikar chiddush of our sugya. that the shutfis that he has over here is not a zchus mamon. It's not an actual kinyan which gives him a hishtamshus like other kinyanei mamon. It's a zchus mashkin. It's a zchus to be teiveya or to be teifis, the behema, for his choiv, even without an actual kinyan mamon. So the Marit Algazi continues. And he says, what would be the following case? Let's say a person gives money to a guy, and he didn't yet do a different kinyan. So we had a machlaikis in the Rishonim, we mentioned in the beginning of the parak, is mois kaina from a guy, or is mashicha kaina from a guy? But says the Marit Algazi, a beautiful svara. He says that even if mois is not kaina, even if mois is not kaina, and the guy wasn't actually kaina the behema, he paid for a behema, but he didn't do a different kinyan. It could be Mois is not koina, Machlekes, Rashi, and Rabbeinu Tam. But even if Mois is not koina, the Yid owes the money back to the guy. And he quotes a Beis Yosef, the Marit Algazi quotes the Beis Yosef in Tzimin Kuf Tzadi Dalit. The Beis Yosef says, the Beis Yosef discusses, when you pay for something, if Mois is not koina, it could be the chefetz that you paid for is a mashkin for your money. If the meicher doesn't give you your money back, you could be teifis, the chayfetz that you paid for as a mashkin for the chayf. And the Beis Yosef in Simen Kuf Tzadi Dalet in Chayshe Mishpah quotes the Machloikes Harishonim. Says the Marit Algazi, comes out when a goy pays for a Jew's behema, when a goy pays for a Jew's behema, even if mois is not kaina, it could be that he has a kinyan mashkin based upon the Machloikes Harishonim. If when you pay for something, does the chayfetz that you paid for become a mashkin for the money that you're owed back? So says the Marit Algazi, we have a new svara, a new reason why when a guy pays money for a behemah, it should be patamin abuchayra, because even if mois is not koine, still the behemah, it could be, is going to become a mashkin for that money, and we have an hour sugya, yadav v'kichav b'em, says paturim in abuchayra. So what does it help us that there's a suffix? Lamais, it's not clear that it becomes a mashkin, but suggests the Marit Algazi it should be a svek sveika. A svek sveika, because there's a suffix if mois is koina, a kinyan gomor, or not. It's a machlekes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. And we have another suffix that even if it's not koina, even if the mois is not koina for the guy, but still the behema that he paid for might become a mashkin, a machlekes harishainim. It might be a mashkin for the money, and it should become potter because of Yarev Yikchav and Bemtza. Svek Sveika, we go bust the Svek Sveika even for a deraisa. So Zok the Merit Algazi Ledina, Kasha on the Poiskim. Why do the Poiskim say that Mois is not enough to patter from Bechir because it could be Mois is not Koina? Frek the Merit Algazi, it should be a Svek Sveika even if Mois is not Koina, but the behemoth will still become a mashkin possibly. And the Schus Mashkin itself should pater min habechayr. To answer this question about why when a guy pays for a behema doesn't become pater min habechayr if mois is not koina, the Marit Algazi quotes a Trumas Hadeshen in Chelek Beis Simen Kuf Lamed. The Trumas Hadeshen has a discussion about a mashkin. When a guy has a kinyan in a mashkin, does that pater from the Bechira? And the Trumas Hadeshen says, a moridiki chiddush in the sugya, which is megala, the geder of the sugya of Yarei V'Kachavim Be'emtza. The Trumas Hadeshen says that in our sugya, the Gemara says, Yarei V'Kachavim Be'emtza, by Kabbalah Tzoyim Barzal Min Ha'akum. The Trumas Hadeshen stels to the Taisvis, and he says, our sugya is not a makar that a regular mashkin patas from Bechaira. In our sugya, the behema of the Tzayim Barzal was originally the behema of the guy. So therefore, when the guy retains the zchus mashkin, when he retains the rights to be teifis, the behema, for his money, that holds on to the kinyan aguf that he has. And over here, the kinyan mashkin is kinyan aguf. Zok the Trumas Hadeshen, a regular Kinyan Mashkin by itself, is not Kinyan Aguf. In our sugya, it's a special halach of Tzayim Barzal, where the behemah was originally owned by the goy, and therefore the Zchus Tfisa has a din of a Kinyan, the schus tfis has a din of a behem of a goy. But a regular mashkin zokta truma sedeshin, you can't bring a raya from our sugi that it would be considered yad evik chavim beemtza. And the truma sedeshin continues, and he says that even though we quoted from Taisvis, the sugi and psachim, that there's a discussion by a behem of arnuna, which was also not owned previously by the goy. And according to the second lashon of the Gemara over there, according to the second lashon of Rava and Psachim Daf Vav, that a behemah of Arnuna is pata from Bechayra because it's considered Yarei V'Kacham Be'emtza. And a behemah of Arnuna was not originally owned by the Goy, says the Truma Sadeshen, but the behemah of Arnuna has a different svara, why there it's not a regular mashkin. A behemah of Arnuna, the Iker Zuchus that the Goy has is to receive the behemah. The Iker Takona that the government made, the Iker Gzeira of the Melech, to collect a percentage of the behemoths from the citizens, was a zchus to collect the behemah. They gave the Bailam a right, they gave the Bailam, the owner, ability to be Masalik him Bezuzi, but the Iker zchus that the government had was a zchus in the behemah. Zok the Truma Sadeshan, since the Iker zchus was to have the behemah, the second of Lashon of Rava held that the fact that the Bailam, the fact that the Yisrael could be Mesalik and Bezuzi, is not called the Behema of Yisrael, it's called Yad Evi Kechavim Be'emtza. Says the Truma Sadeshen, but by a Pashta Mashkin, where the Iker Zuchos of a Goy is to get the money, and he just has a right to be Toifis, the Behema, if the Yid doesn't give him money, over there we don't say Yad Evi Kechavim Be'emtza, even according to the second Lashon. The Truma Sadeshen says, even though the Rif quotes the second Lashon, we paskin like the second Lashon, that a behema of Arnuna is considered Yad Oive Kechavim Be'emtza, Zokta Truma Sadeshen, that doesn't apply to a Pashta Mashkin. It's only by a Mashkin like by the din of Arnuna, where the Iker Zechia that the Goy has is to get the Behema, and you could be Mesalik and Bezuzi, a regular mashkin where the Iker Zechia the guy has is on the money, and he could just collect the Behema if the Yid doesn't pay back the money, that won't be considered Yarev Kambemsa, even according to the second Lash. Zokta Marit Al Ghazi, based upon this Truma Sadeshan, when a person gives money, when a guy gives money for a Behema of Yisrael, if Mois is not Kaina, even according to the Shittas that the Beis Yosef quotes in Kuf Tzadi Dalit, that the behema, the chefetz that was paid for, is a mashkin for the money, says the Marit Al Ghazi, that din of mashkin will not pater from Bechayra. The only time we say Yarevik Chum Bamsa would either be like a behema of Itzain Barzel where the Yid has, where the Goy was the original owner and now he holds on to the rights to be taif is the behema for his money, or a behema of Arnuna, where the Iker Zechi of the Goy is to get the chefetz, and the Yid could be Mesalik and Bezuzi, but a regular kinyan of a mashkin, a regular case where the Iker Din is not on this behema, the Iker Din is on the money, and it wasn't originally owned by a Goy, both, when you don't have either one of those Tanaim, it will not be considered Yarev Ikham Be'emtza, it will be considered a behema of Yisrael, and the halacha will be that it will be chayiv in Bechayra. So it comes out a meridik chiddush from the shtickle, a meridik hagdar in the sugi. We have two cases of Yarev Kachavim Be'emtza. We have the case of Yarev Kachavim Be'emtza in our sugi of Ein Mekabel Mitzayim Barzal, Min Ha'ev Kachavim, where when you Mekabel from Mitzayim Barzal, from Goy, it's Pata from Bechayra, and we have the sugi Arnuna Pata from Bechayra. Each one has a maila, the maila of our sugi is that it was originally owned by the Goy. The Mail of Arnuna is that the Iker Tviya, the Iker Takana was that he should get the Chefetz and you could just pay him out, you could buy him out. And only in these cases is it considered Yarev Kham Be'emtza, but a regular standard Mashkin, which you give to a Goy, where the Goy has the rights to get the Chefetz for his money, does not have the Halacha of Yarev Kham Be'emtza.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.